This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with Cullen Steele, coordinating, supervising behind the scenes, making sure everything runs right for us. We'll have Steve Geller join us at 5:45 for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Got a lot of Saints news, certainly. 420 we'll have on with us. He's covered the Saints for a long time. He's with NewOrleans.football. Mike Triplett will join me, and we'll get to talk about Saints OTAs, his look at the draft, what he's looking for in the OTA sessions, and some of the important players that he thinks got to make that step in 2025. Cullen, this morning, and man, it's been sort of a legacy. Last 2 years, the Tulane Greenway baseball team has went to Clearwater, Florida, and has won back-to-back AAC championships.
Like clockwork.
Tournament. Well, today they beat Florida Atlantic and win. What a great outing. Mike Lombardi comes in, a career-high 11 strikeouts in 7 innings that he pitched. Only gave up 2 hits. So Tulane maneuvers on, and then Thursday, this is the bad news. But you got to face them somewhere. They play University of Texas, San Antonio. They squeaked out a win against Rice. They had to come from behind to beat Rice 4-2. UTSA, they have a 23-4 record in the regular season. That is a history-making mark in the AAC. 23-4, so that'll be played. See, I think it's at 6 o'clock. The game between noontime. Okay, but between Texas San Antonio and Tulane, and we've seen this before. Hey man, they have caught a fire, and I can't explain why teams get hot at certain times, but we've seen it over the last couple years with the Green Wave. Man, so congratulations to Tulane Green Wave baseball and getting a big win today. Again, out in Clearwater. Clearwater's been nice to them. Again, back-to-back AAC tournament championships, and let's see if they can make it 3 in a row. In some football news for Tulane, I saw this over the weekend. I've been tipped off by a friend of mine who had been to the Danny Werfel camp and saw Cade Scott, who's from Meade County out in Kentucky. I think it's Brandenburg is where he's from. And he verbally committed to Tulane. He reclassified himself. In essence, he got enough credits that he could graduate a year early, a big 6'4", 200-pound slinger of the football. Got to watch a little bit of tape on him. He improved his mechanics, and you can tell he's become a more accurate passer. But that was a big catch because they had a number of schools that was starting to circle around Cade Scott now after his performance at the Danny Werfel camp that he had there. He is going to announce and sign officially tomorrow at 3:30. I got the text about it that he will sign with Tulane at 3:30 tomorrow. So another big pickup from a quarterback standpoint. Now, again, missing the spring, that's going to be tough for him to beat out the kind of senior guys that are there now. But this could well be a future pickup for John Summerall, who knows that area very well out in Kentucky. Got a lot of good connections there. So, again, congratulations to the Tulane football team. He's not a 2026 guy, because if you go online, some of it still have not changed yet, but he has reclassified himself as a 2025 player, got himself eligible. He can enroll. So, Kate Scott, newest member of the Tulane football team. And we'll talk a little bit more about it, but in a 32-0 vote, the NFL owners have allowed the players to play in the 2028 Olympic Games flag football out in Los Angeles. And the guy kind of spearheading that is from Destrehan himself, Justin Jefferson. He has been pushing that, you know, once flag football got put into the Olympics, that he wanted to be a part of that. And Justin Jefferson was at that press conference this afternoon to talk about it. And so if you enjoy watching 7-on-7, man, and I've been to a ton of those, they got people watching everywhere for flag football, so to speak. But it is something there. I know some people come in, oh, wait till somebody gets hurt. You said the same thing about the NBA when they allow players to play in the Olympic Games. And now – all these guys and women too, they're all professional athletes. You know, when they go to the Olympics, every one of them. Yes, can you get hurt? That could happen. You could get hurt getting in your vehicle and driving on the streets. So, flag football in the Olympics. I know Steve will have a lot more about it when we have our triple option feature with him about it. But, going a long way, Cullen, that I never thought I'd see flag football at the Olympic Games, but we're seeing it now. And also today it was approved by the NFL owners. A young man that grew up in Fremont, Ohio, goes to Michigan. Man, what a career there. Charles Woodson. He goes on to the NFL and was an unbelievable player there. Also with the Raiders and the Packers, became a minority owner of the Cleveland Browns. Jimmy Haslett basically has full control of the Browns. But how about growing up in Ohio and just to get even a small sliver to be an owner of a team that you grew up watching? Man, that's got to be an unbelievable experience for Charles Woodson. And put it to you this way, any advice he could give is better than some of the advice they've been getting from the Browns, because they haven't been very good lately. So Charles Woodson sort of following a little bit in the footsteps of a guy that he knows really well, Tom Brady, now a minority owner of the Cleveland Browns. But how about that, Cullen, that you grew up in that area, you decide, I'm going to go play for Michigan, okay? Not Ohio State, Michigan. Go play there, then you end up in the NFL, Pro Football Hall of Fame career, and now you're an owner in the National Football League. I know it's just a small sliver, but, man, that's got to be an unbelievable feeling if you're Charles Woodson today.
No, that's the hometown hero that everyone loves. That's the thing you see in the movies, and you're like, God, I wish we could be that. I wish we could have that. It's the kind of news that, I kid you not, I'm recording a Sports Flash earlier. I see the news and I go, heck yeah, man. This makes me feel good.
And I got a feeling there might be a guy, not that he grew up in Louisiana, but one day when his kids get out of high school, may have a similar sort of situation with the New Orleans Saints.
One can dream.
You can think about who that is. That's going to be real simple on that. But I know he wants to see his kids out of high school and everything else. And when you're a quarterback, and I know Bobby's talked about it so much, man, you're away from your wife and your kids and away from the house so much. You put so much into this game. And so you want to spend some time with the kids because they're not young forever. They're young in your eyes forever, but they're not young. and to spend some time with them. If you had that opportunity and you had the finances, certainly you could understand why. But I got a feeling one day that guy may well have a situation similar to Brady and Woodson and what they're doing in the NFL today. We come back. One of the best here locally, Mike Triplett from NewOrleans.football, will join us to talk Saints, OTAs, some of the players he's looking for this year, and certainly players out of the 2025 NFL draft right after this break here on the Big 870.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele running things behind the scenes, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. It's covered the Saints for, I'm going to say, over 20 years. I mean, you maybe can correct me on that, but I think I'm right on that. From NewOrleans.football, Mike Triplett. Michael, great to have you on with us this afternoon.
I think I probably am like on the 20th anniversary like today. No, I did the draft.
Oh!
So at some point during this year, I've hit 20. This will be my 21st season.
Hey, how about that? Every once in a while, you can throw the dart and it hits the centerpiece. So, Mike, we hadn't had you on since the draft, and I always look at this. Anything you get past the third round, I think it's sort of a lanyard situation. You're trying to find role players. Every once in a while, you can find your starter, and sometimes. Man, I look at how the Eagles are pieced together and the Chiefs, and people say, well, they spent all kind of money in free agency. My thing is, where? The Chiefs ain't done that. All I know is the Eagles, yes, they did go out and spend a lot of money for Saquon Barkley, and it certainly has paid off for them. They did make the trade for A.J. Brown when then general manager of the Titans, John Robinson, told me, I ain't paying $20 million to no receiver. Well, today, $20 million, I mean, come on. That's kind of chump change for
the
a top
blew
receiver.
Blew past that number.
Oh, and fast. But how these teams are built mainly is through the draft. And I look at it this way. If in year one with Kellen Moore, teams don't like to use the R word. It's the dirtiest word in sports, rebuild. They'll use reset, readjust, all this stuff, but they don't use that word rebuild. But you can see this is a rebuilding football team. If you've hit on grabbing your starting left tackle and a starting quarterback in rounds one and two, you have hit big in round one if that turns out to be the case.
Well, I mean, that's a huge if, right? And it's especially the second round pick. I mean, you better hit with the ninth pick in the draft. And it's the first time in 17 years the Saints have had a top 10 pick. So it hasn't happened often for this team, but you can't miss on that one. And look, there's been a lot of debate about whether the Saints should rebuild, when they should have started rebuilding. Should it have been right after Drew Brees? Should it have been right after Sean Payton left? Did they hang on too long? But that there's a little bit of a, I don't want to say pointlessness to that debate, but it, you know, if they had rebuilt or if they had tried to hang on, either way, you need to draft better than they've drafted. You know, you cannot miss on the first round picks that they've missed on. And it's been way too many for too long. I mean, the cupboard is pretty bare on this team because, you know, they've drafted one Pro Bowler since 2017. One, Eric McCoy.
Yes.
That's so if they were supposed to rebuild, you know, you got to draft better. If you want to hang on and add in free agency, you still got to draft better to replenish with the older players. So they better hit on this draft. They hung on to all nine picks. That showed a change in approach for them. Didn't trade up for the first time since 2012. Like it or not, it's a reset. It's a rebuild. It's a replenish. It's a restock, but they got to hit on these picks. They really do, Mike.
Your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr. When you start as an 18-year-old at left tackle at Texas, man, okay, this isn't like, and so Hoss, if you listen to this, don't get upset. This ain't like starting at left tackle at James Madison. I mean, there's a difference
That felt like a direct shot.
but playing left tackle, and that's a difficult position. You're out on an island a lot, you know, and when you're that good as he was, they trusted him. It was funny. We had Archie Manning on, and Archie told me that he had talked to Lil Arch about Kelvin during the season, and he was like, you know, Red, he's the best player on this team. And Archie was, okay, the best lineman? He said, no, the best player on this Texas team. And so, you know, when your quarterback's saying that, and, you know, maybe you got a little prejudice because he's guarding your backside, your blind side with everything. But your thoughts on Kelvin Banks from what you've seen and what you've been able to pick up on his impact and quickly for the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, he's not a sure thing, but I like the concept behind it. Like I said, if you're picking ninth, I don't care how much you've invested in tackles in the past. If you're in the top 10 and you see a left tackle or a defensive end or a quarterback that's worth it, those are foundational pieces. And this isn't projecting a guy who played at Northern Iowa or Houston or James Madison. As you said, I mean, this is Texas and it's a 3-year starter. And, you know, obviously we're very curious to go out to OTAs and see how quickly he gets to compete for that left tackle job. I mean, it would make perfect sense to me to move Taliesin Fuaga back to right tackle. But if they like Fuaga at left tackle, maybe Banks gets tried out at right tackle or left guard. But I like the idea of having a high enough grade on a guy that plays that position who's been proven against, you know, SEC edge rushers who are, you know, and before that Big 12 edge rushers who are getting drafted left and right. So I like that idea. I mean, this is a 2 or 3 year rebuild. This is a 2 or 3 year reset. You got a chance to pick in the top 10. Hopefully you don't get too many of those chances. They'll probably have another one next year, but go ahead and get your left tackle and hope he starts there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For a decade.
Mike, one of the things in covering the draft for 40 years is there is not another position, and because of the fact that you have two on the team, right and left tackle, but you look across the NFL today, Mailata, who's playing with the Eagles, is one thing because he never played college football. He was a rugby player, and you could say he's the best left tackle in the game, and the Saints got lucky too with Teron Armstead getting him in round three. But think about the best left tackles in football or even right tackles today in football. They are all first-round picks.
That's if where you find them.
It's Trent Williams. You can Christian Darrisaw with the Vikings. Joe Alt. And you got Rashawn Slater. And you can go on and on and on with all these left tackles and right tackles. And Jim Finks told me that many years ago, this got to be 1987, he was like, that's the one position, one, that every once in a while you'll find a guy a little bit later, but it's a rarity. Most of the time, those tackles, you can find the centers and the guards later, but the tackles, not going to find them in the later rounds often. And it's funny how, geez, that's almost – you know, basically kind of 40 years ago, but it still applies today in how you draft tackles.
No, I agree. And that's what I said about those premium positions. I think it's the same for defensive ends. Like, you know, if you want to get Myles Garrett and Joe Thomas, that's where you get them. You know, you do get lucky with your Toronto sets. Obviously there's exceptions everywhere and you can miss on those positions early, but yeah, when you look at who are the all pros, very often they were all drafted in the top 10. I mean, you got to do this like the Lions did. You got to get your Penei Sewell. You got to get your Aiden Hutchinson the next year. You got to get your, you know, I mean, and if you go out looking to fill those spots in free agency, you're paying 30. Actually, those are positions that don't hit free agency.
They don't hit
so,
it.
I mean, yeah. So you're not even paying $30 million. You're not even allowed to get those guys in free agency. They won't ever show up there. So, no, I totally agree. that's the way to do it. Now, I mean, that's also where you have to take your chance on quarterback. Not that you don't have a big history of quarterbacks being drafted in the second round, because it rarely happens. Either it's a guy who's worthy of a first-round pick, or you dip down into the day three. Last year was a hilarious example where six guys went in the top 12 at quarterback, and then Spencer Rattler was the seventh one drafted at 150. Less than once a year you'll find an actual second-round quarterback. So Tyler Shuck's a real mystery, but if they find a guy that they can actually go forward with at that spot, that's a cheat code, but that's why it's a big if.
You know, we had Drew Brees on last weekend. I was telling him, you know, look, the Eagles, they got Jalen Hurts in round two, but you know, a lot of those second-round pick quarterbacks don't make it. He was like, hey, you forgot about one, because he was a second-round pick quarterback.
And so he's
quick to remember that, and I think that's always some motivation, because he has told me in the past, I got calls from teams late in round one that they were going to pick him or trying to trade up to get him, and that didn't happen. You brought up the edge rushers, and I want to get your thoughts on Chase Young. He was the one big money free agent guy this offseason, and they spent quite a bit of money, didn't let him test the market for free agency. We saw last year he stayed healthy. He did get a lot of pressures. Now, there's a difference between pressures and sacks. And so he's got to close the deal on that. But your thoughts on long-term deal for Chase Young, and does he have that upside to make that next step? And, you know, maybe Bo Davis is the guy to do it for him.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a couple of things about him. I mean, we're talking money and what free agency is now. So they pay $17 million a year for Chase Young. That's less than half of what the Browns just re-upped Myles Garrett for. And then Michael Parsons topped that. So now, guys, the premium edge rushers are going over 40 a year now. So 17 a year is less than half of that. And that's probably fair for Chase Young. If he was a proven guy, he'd be in the 30s. He'd be making double what he's making. So he's not a proven guy. He's tantalizing. Oh, my gosh. When he showed up on the practice field during camp last summer, I was like, this is a guy, the Saints have never had a guy that looks like this. And he shows it in glimpses, but he doesn't show it full time. He doesn't show it consistently. And that's why he hasn't hit big in two straight free agency years. But you do like a lot of things. I mean, he stayed healthy after the neck surgery last year, played every single game. He seemed to be a good fit in the locker room. He wanted to come back. He should be a year healthier. He's got an entire offseason now. He's still just 25, 26 years old. So it's a good bet to make. So it's not like going out and signing a 32-year-old, not going and spending that money on Za'Darius Smith. He's on this team's timetable. If that works out, and by year three he becomes a premier defensive end, that'll fit this team's timetable. So I do like that at least.
The other thing, too, is Woody is 25 years old. So if I'm going to spend that kind of money.
Maybe he hasn't even turned 26 yet. Yeah,
if I'm going to spend that money, I don't want to spend it on a 32-year-old guy.
Yep,
I want to spend it on the 20-something-year-old guy who I see has, and that's a dreaded word, too, potential, but he does have some skill set there that could take it to another level. Your thoughts, Mike, on the final question here would be, what are you looking for this team to add? And it could be in the offseason, during training camp, whatever. I've said cornerback for me for sure. Still need a receiver, a veteran quarterback. I don't see how you enter the season without having somebody that hasn't kind of walked down that football aisle before. And you've got so many young guys on the team already. But I'll get your thoughts on the veteran quarterbacks and certainly the needs on this team that still are there.
That quarterback position's been picked pretty clean. I mean, you could go out and you could add a Carson Wentz, but I don't know if you're just chasing something there. Talk Teddy Bridgewater out of retirement or you know, let him fly home to coach his high school games on Fridays. I don't know. But, they got four guys in the building now with, you know, obviously you could replace Hayner, you could replace Hunter Deckers, but I don't know for sure, and Kellen Moore made a good point. They got Kellen Moore, Doug Nussmeier, and Scott Tolzien. I mean, there's quarterbacks out there that are serving as backups for teams that are the same age as Kellen Moore right now. So they do have NFL quarterbacks in the room. I'm not positive they're going to go that route, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised. It's just been picked really clean by this time of the offseason. Corner is a position where you can find some talent. We've been talking about Asante Samuel.
Yes.
He's still just 25 years old, yep. Which, again, if he's healthy, it's funny. He had the neck surgery, and they're waiting for his next medical recheck in July before he signs with the team, so everyone feels good about it. Maybe gets a little more money or a little more security in his deal. Reminds me a lot of Chase Young. Get him at the discount now. If he fits, he could be a part of the rebuild. I like that bet, even though I think like Keenan Allen makes so much sense for this team. Again, I kind of like somebody that might be a part of the future, and I'm not spending too much just on this current roster.
Mike, the other thing, too, is I think people don't realize, I've been told by a couple agents, how close the Saints were to get Charvarius Ward. Now, he went to Indy
instead. It's a position they were very interested in, yep.
And it was almost a quick strike. They wanted Ward right off the bat. It just didn't turn out for him. So I still think, you know, you adding young pieces, but the experience at corner, I think, man, you can get that depth whittled down really, really quick. Do you think it'll be a big battle, punter, kicker? That would be my last one for you.
I love the punter that they signed. Look, I'm not trying to throw – and I actually think Thomas Morstead entering the mix would be a good idea too, but – you know, if you want it to be Hayball, at least make him compete. The thing I didn't like is the level of investment the last 2 years with, obviously, first, why am I drawing a blank, Lou Headley, and then Matthew Hayball. If you're going to go undrafted rookie, that's fine, but don't just, you know, take the 10th best, 12th best one. I think with Burnip, they went out and got the premier guy this year. So if Hayball's going to win that job, he's going to go against competition, and he's going to have to prove it. So I'm really intrigued by Burnip, and I still think Groupie has the edge over Charlie Smith, but I am very excited to see how much more polish we see from Charlie in year two.
Man, I walked up to him. He was at the Super Bowl, and we got him on air, and it's like, whoa, this is a big dude as a kicker.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of guys that size that's a place kicker in the National Football League. And, man, he got some great stories. Man, him and Hebert were going back and forth with one another. And I understood Charlie a lot better than I did Bobby sometimes. Because they were talking quick with it. But, man, I think that might be something to really watch because, you know, he's kind of matter-of-factly told us, I've kicked 72-yard field goals in practice. I'm like, it was almost nonchalant. I'm like, whoa, dude, when did that become routine to kick 60-yard-plus field goals? But we see it all across the NFL.
Yeah, no, it'll be really interesting. And obviously, he has to show that he can consistently make 40-yarders to secure that job. But that would be a nice bonus to help put him over the top.
Mike, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate it. Great insights. Always enjoy your work.
Same with you. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Mike Triplett from NewOrleans.football. We come back. We'll have on from Are You Serious Network. Blake Ruffino joins us here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Are You Serious Radio Network and podcasting all across the country. Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate you guys having me.
Blake, taking an overview of the regular season, how would you grade it for LSU? The SEC championship isn't looked at the same way, you know, like you and I kind of grew up. And I know Skip put a big paramount on that, trying to win it. But today, I think if you Mississippi State, you put a big thing on there to try to, you know, because that could advance you. But how would you grade LSU's season so far in the regular season?
Yeah, Mike, I think anytime you get north of 18 conference wins, I normally try to put, if I had to put a grade on it, I'd say around a B plus A, you know, like somewhere in that range, if that's where you want to go. I mean, Mike, you're at 19 conference wins, right? Like you down the stretch, you face Tennessee, who will be in the postseason, Arkansas will be in the postseason. And those two weekends were massive for you. And then just all the ranked opponents you played before that, Alabama, Oklahoma, et cetera. So, I mean, Mike, they won all four of those weekends against ranked opponents. So I think that You know, you want to get to 20, and 20 is a big deal. But, Mike, anytime you get north of 18, you start getting really close to being a lock, and then you get north of 18 for that top eight seeding. So I think it's been great. Now, if they had some situations where they've been perfect, no. I mean, they've got some things that they had to figure out, and I think they have. But, Mike, down the stretch, I mean, you have four pitchers in the top of the SEC in ERA. Three of them lead the SEC in ERA. And then you have Cade Anderson, who's at 15th in ERA in the SEC. So the pitching staff has really started to come along down the stretch, and I think that's been a big thing for it, too.
The other thing, too, is the two freshmen. We had Jay Johnson on yesterday. I said, Coach, I'll make you a deal. If you get two freshmen like Derek Curiel and Kayson Evans every year, you'd call it a win. He was like, a big win to get them both right in the same year. That, to me, a lot of people don't get it. They think, you know, high school, college, pros, all the same. And it's not. It's totally different because of the competition you're up against. Your thoughts on what we've seen from Curiel and Evans so far this year?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. We're talking about ERA. Kayson Evans leads the SEC in ERA and SEC games. And, Mike, for freshmen, Curiel leads in batting average, doubles, triples, and home runs. Or almost home runs. He's two away. So, I mean, you get to a place where, Mike, I do think if you ask Jay, and he said this in the preseason, you know, the draft being shortened, and then all of a sudden you have a situation where, you know, you have the number one overall recruiting class, and William Schmidt, who was a part of that, Mike, still hasn't even hit his stride yet. So he's a part of that class, too, that we're not talking about. Maverick Rizzi's last pitch last weekend was at 99 miles an hour. That's four freshmen, Mike. So we're talking about Evans and Curiel. We haven't talked about Rizzi and Schmidt, who could really – or they're going to have to show down the stretch that they can do something. But Evans has been spectacular. I mean, a coach's kid who – just really had Mike knows the game really well. He throws strikes. But Curiel, man, I mean, it's just bat to ball. I mean, left-handed pitching has been his kryptonite. But, Mike, he's hitting .380 against right-handed pitching in the conference. So, I mean, you can't really put a premium on that. He's lead it all for you in many games. And I think when you come down the stretch here, you're going to need somebody that has been in this situation 43 straight games on base, and then Evans closing the door. And Jay talked about this in his thing today where, like, look, man, Friday night we just went to our best pitcher to get the win, and basically him calling Kayson Evans, Mike, out of the pen, their best pitcher, and I don't think he's even close to being wrong on that.
Well, are you surprised how good Ianson's been this year? Because we had seen him flash – but he had never really pieced it all together. Man, he has been dynamite out on the mound for, I would say, basically 85% of this season. He's been terrific. That's been the biggest shock to me, to watch him pitch and his consistency.
Mike, no doubt. And think about this. It's funny you bring that up because, we're opinion guys, you and I, right?
Yeah.
And some sourcing, whatever. But our opinions – we're going to get a lot of things right, but there's going to be some things that we look at and be like, man, that's not good. Mike, he had an over 7 ERA in the first four starts of the season. 7. And so we were having discussions midway through the season before SEC play was, Mike, do you have to go to Zach Cowan? I mean, the Nebraska game, he gave up 5 runs in 2 innings. Then the weekend before that, he gave up 4 runs in 2 innings. And then you're just like, look, what's going to happen when he gets an SEC play? Well, then he went on a stretch where he struck out 100 dudes in the SEC. 100. Mike, if he has nine, he might break. He's going to come close to Skeens from SEC strikeouts. So if any time that you're in that level of being in that level of competition with Skeens, Mike, he's been phenomenal. I mean, he has been – that Oklahoma series turned it around for him. Mike, he's given up 3 runs since then. That is insane if you think about it. And then all the teams that he played down the stretch, it was all of the tough-ranked opponents that we talked about earlier. And by the way, Arkansas. Mike, I mean, he could have finished that game against Arkansas and gone 7 innings. But you're run-ruling them, so you take him out. So even then, he could have put up more. It's how he's been doing it. I think the Arkansas series, Mike, for me, was what solidified it when he dominated the way he did. I mean, that team almost is second in the conference in home runs. They're first in the conference in batting average, and he absolutely dominated them when it mattered the most to get that series win. So if he continues, and Mike, very quickly, last week his pitch count was almost at 50 through two innings. Well, he doesn't go out there and try to strike dudes out. He's trying to get contact, and he has, I think it was seven ground balls and five outs via pop-up. So, I mean, you're talking about a dude who's really been efficient down the stretch too.
Man, he's been just absolutely awesome. Blake, I got to get you back next week because this is the time of year because of kind of how it's seeded, a little bit different in Hoover today, and we'll find out about them being a top eight team, which I think they are, but also football recruiting because this is a hot time of the year, and, man, they are trying to land some big fish in the pond here for LSU. It's just not – you know, the smaller fish, there's some really big fish they're trying to reel in. So we'll have you on next week to talk a little bit more about it. I know this weekend, pretty big weekend to bring in those recruits.
Austin Thomas is going to have a big weekend for fundraising. That's what I know.
That's it. Bingo. You hit it. Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it, buddy.
We'll see y'all next week. Yeah, y'all next week.
Bye. Blake Ruffino from Are You Serious? Network does a great job covering all aspects of LSU athletics. We'll be back to finish it up here on our number one right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here on our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, I want to thank Mike Triplett and also Blake Ruffino for joining us. At 520, Nick Friedel covers the NBA, will be on with us, talk NBA basketball. Championship Series in the East starts up tonight. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.